Okay, good to be testing.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Oscar Echo. Mobile. We're lucky, Mike. WARC.
Set up to Alpena, north of Bay City by a couple miles, kind of straight west of Linwood.
What's in Alpena?
Girlfriend's relatives are up there. We're going to do a day trip up.
Okay, that's not a bad area. I used to go up there to Johannesburg and Gaylord all the time, and my relatives were up there, so still got an uncle about 92 or something like that. He's still up there, but everybody else is gone now. But need to get up there again. Well, enjoy your little drive. Weather should be halfway decent.
Actually, East Tawas is what I'm being told. We used to camp in Lewiston, just north of there, Vienna Corners, and had a cabin off of 97 there on the other side of Douglas Lake, 97 and 38.
Yep, brings back memories. Used to go up there to Big Bear Lake, Little Bear, and Turtle Lake, and Douglas Lake, and by the back roads and all kinds of stuff up there.
We were on, I can't remember the name, Melvindale Camp Road. So we were on, we were across the street from the east side of Douglas Lake. So we would camp at Big Bear and then do all those trails, the Lewis and West Branch trails back up to our cabin property.
Yeah, I used to have a Gremlin X, orange Gremlin X. I used to take it over to the Grayling Proving Grounds there that where you're not supposed to be. I see all these signs that I said, I don't know what the heck them are. I thought they were just trails until I realized my cousin says, we're not supposed to be in this area.
Yeah, a couple of kids drug up a live round, a pretty good sized one there because those guys have run up and down those trails out of Camp Grayling. And Big Bear Lake used to be camp out training place.
Yeah. I used to go up there in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I used to actually go up there to Johannesburg right off 32 before I get into Johannesburg. And that's where my grandparents and aunt and uncle had a farm. And I used to go up there every summer and spend my life up there working on the farm.
Wouldn't doubt that I seen you up there, but I had a cousin graduate from Joburg.
Yeah, small world. Yeah, my cousin Dwight and Debbie, they graduated from Johannesburg. My uncle was the township supervisor probably 35 years.
Not very far from where we were there on the other side of Douglas Lake. It's nice up there. I wouldn't mind living up there, but, you know, you'd have to have some kind of business that's almost mail order. I debated going up there when they were drilling all the gas wells and working on the rigs or repairing the pumping motors, them old Waukeshaws, but I don't know. I don't like the, it's in the snow belt. That snow gets pretty deep there.
Yeah, when I used to go up there when I was a kid, they all had snowmobiles up there, and that's about what we did, milk cows and run the snowmobiles. And my uncle had some nice tractors that moved snow. Back then, they got snow. I mean, 4 or 5 feet of snow. You had to put flags on the cars so you could see each other, and little orange flags and crazy. But, yeah, they've been not quite as bad, you know, nowadays. But we're going to let you go. I'm trying to troubleshoot a problem here. Keyed up my 991, and every time I key it up, I hear a whistle. So I'm trying to figure out where that's coming from now. 7-3, have a good day. W-A-Y-R-C.
We used to play tag with the sleds out in the woods. I got mine buried horrible one time. Had to walk around it about belly button deep snow and get it spun around. Yeah, it was deeper than that. Get it, that's about how deep I was in it. But get it spun around, pointed the other way, and kind of run alongside it, kick it, get it going, head back downhill a little bit so I could at least get moving again. But I don't remember what happened that stopped me. But there was no going again, taking off, you know, as back old junk moto ski I had. 7-3, Mike, have a good afternoon. Good luck with that 991A. This is KB8OOE. KB8OOE.
This is Kilo Fox Shot 8. Probably called the Kilo. Monitoring on the side. Anybody on?
NY monitoring. Yeah, VD whale, monitoring.
What was that, Captain?